Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
So let's just take some questions about brand dilemma or your brand dilemma, if you have one. Sorry, what your thoughts are. Who would like to kick off? I'm curious as to... I'm always fascinated by him. You've got a very strong brand around Manchester, and it seems fairly straightforward, but there are... is there anybody here from Oxford Brookes? I've always thought Oxford Brookes was a wonderful university. To get somewhere else to pay for all your branding. And do you have that issue? In other words, other people enjoying the fruits of the Manchester Association and your spend?
I think inevitably we know where we're going with that one. But do you know what? I would say yes, and so do we as a business school. I mentioned our two football teams. I won't get too partisan because I know that causes a lot of debate. But yeah, I think it is that flexibility, though. Inevitably, other business schools do have that lift in terms of brand reputation. And I think talking about the city, inevitably... Manchester trades off, Manchester Business School trades off that city reputation. And I spoke originally about original thinking applied, our brand ethos, that is rooted specifically, for a very specific reason, through to the city's branding as the original modern city.
Okay.
Go on.
No, it's just that I did a lot of work on Media City, and I've done a lot of work with wider Manchester University around the computing branding side of the university. Do you use either of those two strands, media and computing, as a link-in, or is it from the almost the management tradition that the SCP was describing? How do you pick up on those other things that are happening around Manchester and its brand, Media City, or the university's association with the origination of computing science?
So if we take the computer, the origination of computer science, that's very much based at a university level. But as I indicated before, our university and business school branding is very much in alignment, and we trade from that. I would say in terms of Media City, Salford and Salford University and its business school, which interestingly, I'm sure you will, is there anybody from Salford here today? No? Salford's logo, interestingly, badges itself Salford University, Greater Manchester. So if we're talking about degrees of connection, then I suspect Salford is stretching the limits a teeny bit there. But what Salford has done has aligned itself very smartly with Media City. And you have to play to your strengths. And I would go back to the last point I made. There can't be a gap between actuality... Or there can be some gap, but the wider the gap between actuality, your brand, that's when reputation becomes compromised, I guess is a good way of phrasing it.
I think just as a remark, it's interesting, of the sort of little grid that I had there, I think no other business school, I'd be interested to know if there was one here, actually puts the place first, top. It actually says Manchester. 1820, I mean, if that's what you use in the positioning.
Yeah,
and then University of Manchester and Manchester Business School. But what hits you is Manchester. And I don't think anybody, you don't see Oxford or Nottingham, not the actual city. I think all the other examples I showed, Nottingham University or Edinburgh University or something. It's interesting that you've put that as a real...
I think we're very aware of the strength of the brand of Manchester and... Why wouldn't you use that? It's such a strong, rich cultural heritage.
Okay, questions or comment? Anybody wrestling with a dilemma as to what to call their university or to put engineering or manufacturing into the...
Can I ask a provocative question? Do we have examples where people, as marketing communications people, where you say there's an absolutely, going back to my point on the difference between what's a point of parity, i.e. what gets you on the list, yes, we've got academic quality, yes, we're close to business, yes, we're international. Everybody says this, you know? I mean, what do you mean by international, actually? Students are far more astute at seeing through the brochure, so to speak. But Would some of you like to sort of give some examples where we say we've an absolutely clear, differentiated, distinct positioning? And it could be around any of those criteria there. Yeah?
Christine Jackman. Christine Jackman, University of Buckingham. We do 2-year degrees, so that is a point of differentiation. And many students do come to us because of that, graduating ahead of their peers.
Anybody else?
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Hi, Victoria from Sheffield Hallam University. Not so much as a question, more as a statement. I work in a central marketing function, but I support the business school. And the business school, not unlike other areas of the university, are very much, it's them as a brand. And I think they want to raise their profile as a brand, as a business school, but how we balance that with being part of a wider university. And I think it's something we've discussed over the last couple of days around how academics are sort of aligned to their area of specialism, and then perhaps their research centre, if that applies, and then possibly their faculty. But you know, the university is at the bottom of the list. So that's something I think we're grappling with, and I know other people in other institutions are the same. So we have a sub-brand structure. It's Sheffield Hallam University first, Sheffield Business School second. But I have a day-to-day challenge with how to raise a profile of the business school as a brand whilst it's very much encompassed within a university brand as well. So not exactly a question, but your thoughts, I suppose.
Yeah, it's an interesting balance. And I think, I mean, all business schools have different models. And if you accept that your business school is indeed part of a university, not all of them are, our branding, as you've seen through Original Thinking Applied, trades off both, but is flexible enough to bring out, and I think speak to, a business audience, particularly an international business audience, because that's where the flexibility comes in, and that's where understanding your audience comes in, because it allows you to target them specifically. Through tangible examples of what you do. For example, having 6 international centres, that is a fact. Through the quality of the programmes, through how the programmes are taught.
I think maybe the other thing is the product range. I should have prefaced what I said, is that we don't have an undergraduate programme. It's purely a master's. But our main product is pre-experience. So sort of our core is 2-year. Some other schools are more focused. You know, I spoke earlier on about LBS and INSEAD. They are almost exclusively post-experience. So they do MBAs primarily with people in their late 20s or older, plus exec ed. So they can be much more focused. And can you actually position yourself in the same way to an undergraduate target population, to an MBA pre- and post-experience, and to executive education? You know, can you simultaneously compete with Ashridge, yeah, Warwick, MBS, INSEAD? You know,
I mean, they're such distinct audiences that I would say it's virtually impossible, and you do have to tailor. Yeah.
And I think sometimes it boils down to the size that
Sometimes it boils down to the size that you are, because depending on the budget that you have as a management or business school, you have to really, really look at yourself and say, realistically, with the budget, if it's less than what the university has, and the university has a brand, how much more reputation or how much more recognized are we going to be through riding on the kudos of the university brand, mm-hmm. and then sub-branding yourself. If you've got a budget, yes, you can build a brand, but with a very, very limited budget. If the university has the share of the pie, then that will influence the decision that you have to make.
Yep.
Sarah Jordan from University of Surrey. I was just interested to know how important you think the name is. So whatever combination of the university and the business school, because I'm in a situation at the moment where we have Surrey Business School as part of the University of Surrey. Surrey isn't a city that has has a real reputation, particularly internationally. The university has a very strong reputation, and the business school builds on that. So for me, the area to improve upon for the business school, if they want to have their own brand, we've got to build the brand first, and it doesn't really matter to me what that's called. People will get to know the output of the work that we put into it. Would you agree?
Sorry, I was just going to chip in from a search point of view, really. I think Surrey, I say not necessarily a huge reputation as a city, but it still has a reputation nonetheless. And I think if you can bring Surrey into the name, you're going to improve your searchability from an international or a national perspective. And I think that's really important as a starting point. I think if you can get that in place, then you can start to build up what that reputation means from there. But at least you'll get a start in the race, if you like. And that's why, as Chris pointed out, you see so many city names within within branding now, and that's why you stay. I mean, it's interesting you said about the acronyms, use of initials. That does not help in a digital world anymore. It just leads to confusion. So to go back to place names really helps that stand out and that searchability.
Okay. I think I'll have to bring it. They're waving at me to bring it to a halt. I was very interested in the Surrey bit at the end, because, of course, Surrey and Sussex and a whole number of universities 30, 40 years ago picked brand names that weren't Brighton or Guildford. And there was a certain academic rouse at that time about them not wishing to be associated with what they regarded as provincial towns. Mm. And some of the history of that is quite interesting. And I think there may be another round of those kind of dilemmas as you burst into the international market. Go on, one last bit there then.
I'm from Sussex. And I wish they hadn't made that decision, because it makes our proposition extremely difficult. It's very challenging. A lot of kids in London don't know where we are, let alone students potentially coming from China. It's a terrific problem for us. I'm not going to say any more.
On that basis, we should all agree that universities should not be run by academics. That's that's
on record.
That's okay.
May I just make one? Not on record, but you do realise that the University of Buckingham has been going 35 years, and then there was books.
Yeah, new books. I know one of my clients. There we are. Okay, now you've got a short tea and then a variety of seminars. This is the last time that we'll be together before the end of the day. Can I thank our panel of speakers, and can I thank all of you? Follow up with the podcasts and the slides and things, and perhaps try and educate some of your vice-chancellors and your academics. And I hope you found this useful. And go to the seminars and have a safe journey home. And can you thank your speakers?
Thank you.